What do you guys also think about the kicker for the Saints showing up last night in the George Brett Royals jersey?
Well, he's a local kid. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, like, that's great. Awesome.
I know your fandom is, you know, what it is, and you always have it, but it's like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no, I thought that was really cool. The kid from Sedalia, right? Yeah, yeah. Sedalia, home of the state fair. I bet you didn't know that. I got more Missouri trivia.
I did know that, actually. I saw George Strait when I was like 6 years old at the state fair.
Are you a George Strait song? Are you a George Strait fan?
Yes. Once I found out the definition of what the song "The Fireman" is about.
Okay. Which is really good. Our friend Gene Watson can sing that song like it's nobody's business. I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
Because I created a George Strait song. I'll just, you know what? Are you really a George Strait fan?
Yes.
Okay. So you know that song, Texas?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I created my own song.
What's your talent?
Toast.
All right. Hang on a second. Let me start it over.
I have no idea. This is not on the come.
No, this is, but this is my.
French toast?
This song is on the come.
Hang on.
This song slaps.
This song is my remake of George Strait's Texas.
French toast had never crossed my mind.
Okay.
There'd be no strips of bacon on the side.
Okay.
No eggs of any kind. If it wasn't for breakfast. If it wasn't for breakfast.
See?
Mm. I think you should stick with Brett Beachtown.
That's so good.
You like it, right? You love it, but you get it.
Of course.
Because there's so many people.
What's your talent?
There's so many people who, like, don't get it, but, like, if it wasn't, like, and I'm just sitting there on Sunday morning, and I'm thinking, I'm like, I got to come up with this song, because it just, that's the way my brain works. I'm like, if it wasn't for breakfast, and I'm getting ready to have eggs and things. I can send you the clean version of that, Mac, and you can play it all you want.
Mm.
Yes, please.
From our friend Gene Watson. You're really playing this song? Yeah, I sent it to him.
Watson! Yes!
He loves it. It's a great song.
From the 913, Bob, were you laying down while you recorded this?
Yes, I absolutely was.
Yeah.
It's a video. It's not even a voice memo.
Yeah. That's so much better. Eyes are pinched shut.
French toast never crossed my mind.
Kill it.
There'd be no strips of bacon on the side. No eggs of any kind. If it wasn't for breakfast. If it wasn't for breakfast.
See?
Mm-hmm.
That's brilliant.
You drive a fire engine red T-Bird automobile?
No.
You know what George Strait's name was in the movie Pure Country?
Cletus?
Dusty.
Yeah.
On the come.
On the come.
One more time.
On the come.
Oh, man. On the come, we do it every Wednesday, but we do it on Tuesday, I mean. Every Tuesday we do it on this show called Fesco and Dusty. I'm going to make a damn believer out of Bob before the season's over.
All right.
I'm going to make you believe in Kyler Murray.
Okay.
Before it's all said and done. And I'm going to make you believe in my guy that's on the come, Caleb Williams.
I believe in that bacon on the side before I believe in either of those two guys. I'd rather have turkey bacon than Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams is definitely, that's not true. Caleb, I know that for a fact. That's not true.
No, turkey bacon is terrible.
No, it tastes like Band-Aids, according to Walt Jr. from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams is definitely on the come, because you got to know what this bit is. It's guys that are starting to show you that they're ready to be there. Caleb Williams, I'm definitely going to make a believe out of Bob, because Caleb Williams in his last three games, 70 of 104. That's good for 67%. He's thrown 5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 824 yards, averaging 275 a game in the last three games. His team is now 3-2 as a rookie quarterback. They're above 500. He looks like he's slowly but surely starting to figure out, I know, look at the schedule. Who have they played? Doesn't matter. He's a rookie.
Build a little success over Carolina and whatnot.
He is a rookie. He is in Chicago. They drafted him first overall. He's had a ton of pressure. They are 3-2. He is starting to figure it out. Again, 70 of 104, 5 touchdowns, 2 picks, 824 yards. It's a 275 average over the last three games.
You got a game to win in their respective sports. Who are you taking? Caleb Williams, Aaron Judge, or Bobby Witt right now?
Come again?
You got a game to win in their respective sports.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you taking? Aaron Judge, Bobby Witt, or Caleb Williams?
Bobby Witt Jr. Is it at home?
A neutral site. Let's just call it a neutral site.
Bobby Witt Jr. As long as it's not New York. As long as it's not New York, Bobby Witt Jr. Mac? If it's not the playoffs, Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge, if it's not the playoffs. And if, they're and if playing, it's a preseason game, they're taking Caleb.
And they're playing Carolina, Caleb Williams.
Okay.
Now, but Caleb Williams is my on the come this week.
All right. Mine, I've actually got two individuals in a group because I can't decide if I want Daniels or Darnold as my guy on the come because both are playing really good football right now. Like, I hate to tell you this, like, Daniels is your rookie of the year, right? Like, there's no argument. That's it. It's done. He's your rookie of the year. He may challenge for the MVP as well, even though after last night's games, Mahomes is now the front runner again for the MVP. Sam Darnold has just been terrific. I mean, he's just done really nice things for his 5-0 team. So both of those guys are on the come, and so is the Royals bullpen. Mm. Stop thinking that the Royals bullpen is some sort of detriment. It is not. It is now officially a strength of this ball club.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, Darnold, finally, you know, in your good graces after what was his worst game last week, but you're finally seeing it, which is good.
Well, they're 5-0. It's hard to,
exactly.
It's hard to not see it, right?
Yeah, he looks great, and Kevin O'Connell also not ever going to be in our tough Tuesdays. That guy's elite.
No, guys, and you said look great. I thought it was my wife talking.
What's your talent?
You want me to play the song again?
No.
Oh, I can.
No.
Are people asking for
no.
it? I think they are.
They're
the
not. Please don't.
That song is
on the come.
I mean, it is.
It really is. Yeah,
it is, man.
Yeah.
My on the come is Tom Brady. Really good insight this week, and I thought he was really, really good. The first 2 weeks, we talked about him. Didn't really understand the spacing. Didn't really know when to speak. Didn't really understand how truncated that time is. You get 30 seconds is a lot. You may only get 10 or 15, and you've got to talk about the replay. You've got to really give us your 20 plus years of pro football Hall of Famer insight, and I felt like he did that. I think it was the Niners Cardinals game that he was calling in, and the Cardinals have the ball, or I think it was the Niners had the ball with a minute and a half left. And
he how did he get stuck with that game?
That was a great game, one of the best games of the day.
It did turn out to be pretty good, but you look at Niners Cardinals on paper, like,
well, you're not a Kyler Murray guy, but
I'm not like the Cardinals have never done it for me. Like,
that's
it's just never been an interesting team, and I know you guys are gonna like look at me like I'm like the 49ers have never interested me either.
Wow.
Maybe that's from a kid growing up and seeing the Giants and them playing in the 80s all the time. The Giants would take care of business, no harm, no foul. But like the 49ers do nothing for me.
But I love Tom Brady. A minute and change left to go. And he's like, when I was in these situations, I would think of a second as a yard. And I was like, that's cool.
That's I like
awesome.
That. Yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I would never have thought about that. Thank you, Tom Brady.
I like that.
So he's on the come.
Okay.
Getting better.
You think he's still single?
No.
Oh, God, no.
Well,
I mean.
I would hope so.
Single, yes.
Yeah.
Single, yes. But mingling?
Mingling,
yes.
Oh, yes.
As he should be.
And he should be.
Yeah.
You're right. You know what? Got out of a long marriage. It was tough there at the end. He needs to mingle.
Absolutely.
If you can date your karate instructor, he can.
Was she dating him? Or is she spending Tuesdays in the basement?
I don't know. I just, Who knows?
I got a nicer chair.
That's right. Oh, man. You love to see it.
If it wasn't for breakfast.
Please stop. You can do that from 10 to 2. They like songs. That's not a shot. That's just they like songs.
But my songs are kicking.
You are extremely biased.
I know. Brett Veachtown was a movement. And if it wasn't for breakfast, it's going to be a movement, too.
You know what Sports Illustrated's leading article is right now?
Let me guess. Hang on. Don't tell me. I'm going to guess. WNBA.
Nope.
NHL opening night tonight.
Nope.
LeBron and Bronny playing together.
Nope.
Oh, that was my guess.
Aaron
Rodgers.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Still feels the same that we're going to win it, I don't feel like anybody feels any different, We're going to go out there and do our thing still. We still don't feel like any team is better than us. Like you said, we had a lot of missed opportunities tonight, so they just got lucky.
On SI Now, Jazz Chisholm Jr. boldly claims Royals, quote, got lucky after Yankees loss in game 2. Let me talk to you here real quick. Take a page out of LA Knight's book. Yeah. Let me talk to you real quick, Jazz. You want a little reference of what happens when you do this to the Royals? You know what happens? Go talk to the Houston Astros. You remember when that clown did the little throat slash?
Oh, that was it. That set him off.
You remember when he did that?
It actually wasn't the throat slash that set him off. He actually did. It was Lance McCullers
Jr.,
right?
Yep.
And he did like this backpack move.
Oh, yeah. And then Haas did it.
And that pissed Haas off.
Yes, it did.
It was the backpack move, right? Like, pack your bags. You're going home. And that sent the Royals, you know, as we know, game four and whatnot, and propelled them to win that series. Like, how stupid are you as an athlete to give your competition, which in professional sports, for all intents and purposes, teams are even across the board, right? Some teams may have a better player here, a better player there, a better coach here, but for the most part, you're even across the board. You're looking for that little thing. That little thing, as I look into the camera, you're looking for that little moment to get you over the edge. Jazz Chisholm just did that.
And if you want to keep doing that, that's fine, because I can promise you that when the Royals plane takes off, what, today, like 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
In New York?
Yeah.
So they get back a little later on this afternoon.
Right. Both teams are flying in today, which I found bizarre, but whatever. Sleep science experts will tell you that.
And that's the thing, is like, when you do these types of things, when you feed the beast unnecessary meals that they will continue to eat because they're a beast, and that beast might be the Royals in blue, and you say they got lucky.
Yeah.
You want to say they got lucky when your ass was thrown out at second and got called safe and got the go-ahead run that eventually was the winning run? Keep talking it. Keep bringing it. Because a guy in your stadium back in the day that didn't let Billy Butler go into the home run derby, which is super pity, they booed him the entire time he hit zero home runs in the event.
Yeah, he had none. That was great.
When a guy did a throat slash in a back pat celebration, the Royals went back and that shortstop on that team that had to fight for that pitcher that did that made a crucial error. Career, never been the same. I don't care what you want to say about Carlos Correa, how you doing. The other thing about this whole game.
Famer,
no, he's not. The other thing that's interesting about this is, Jazz Chisholm, you don't have the clout. You don't have that sort of, they just got lucky. If Giancarlo Stanton wants to do that, a.k.a. Mike, if Aaron Judge, who wouldn't because he's a smart baseball player, wants to do that, he can. Jazz Chisholm, you were acquired in the offseason by a team that...
Oh, acquired midseason.
Midseason.
Trade deadline.
I'm sorry, I meant midseason, where they said, I don't know if this guy fits the Yankee clubhouse. Then becomes a Yankee player. Yeah, you've been good so far in the ALDS. Your team is tied 1-1. You didn't sweep at home. You now have a disadvantage going on the road, two games in a town that doesn't feel lucky, a team that feels hungry for playoff baseball. Jazz Chisholm, you might be Richard of the Week, and it's only Tuesday.
It's going to be very interesting to see how he performs now going forward, because if you're going to talk the talk, you better get out there and walk the walk. And Jazz Chisholm and the Yankees right now are the last team on earth that needs to be talking smack to anybody, because right now their sphincters are as small as the tip of this pen. See that pen on the camera right there? That's how small their sphincter is. There is no team in professional sports, and I'm going to continue to say this, with more pressure on them to win than the New York Yankees right now. There's no player with more pressure on him to have success in the postseason than Aaron Judge is right now. If Bobby Witt doesn't get a hit in the ALDS and the Royals end up losing and they go home, we'll talk about it for a day, but we won't dwell on it. If Aaron Judge continues to do what he's doing right now and the Yankees go home in the ALDS, that is the narrative all winter in New York. You're going to hear the trade Aaron Judge comments start to come up. We can't have Aaron Judge in big situations. He's not a big type of player. Like, the pressure on the Yankees is so immense right now.
Oh, yeah.
And then this guy adds more pressure to the top of that mixture and says that the Royals, like, everything he said was fine until he gets to the end and says, well, they were just lucky. Last night had nothing to do with luck. Last night was a clean baseball game that was a good baseball game. We all sat there and watched. It was a nice pitching duel, a couple of timely hits, playoff baseball game. There was no luck involved in that game at all last night.
Yeah.
But when you say stuff like that, you are putting your team at such a disadvantage that they need to beat him up on the plane ride out here or not bring him to Kansas City, because that guy's like Mumbles in a Bronx Tale. Put that guy in the closet. He's screwing up what you're trying to do. And the Royals are going, all right. Because when I heard that, my first impression was Vinny Pasquantino going, all right, let's go.
Right.
Oh, is that what you want to say? Fine. Because it goes back to Vinny even telling Joel Goldberg off, basically, at the beginning of the year. Joel, we're not a lucky baseball team or whatever it is. We're a good baseball team. Remember that back in April?
Mm-hmm.
I can channel Vinny Pasquantino listening to that going, oh, okay, you think we're lucky? We're going to kick your ass. Like, that was a bad look right there for the Yankees and Jazz Chisholm.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 816, Dusty, you do know you're not on the team, right? Oh, no, I'm on the team.
kidding me? You're on the come, I think.
Oh, I'm on the team. You think they don't play I'm on a boat in the locker room after big wins for any reason? Oh, I'm on the team. Team Kansas City. So I got one request for you, 816. Pucker up and kiss my ass. Welcome to the city of blue. Welcome to the Caribbean cruise royal ship that's been there since the beginning of the season, before the season has even started. You know you're not on the team. Happy Blue Red Tuesday today, baby. Kansas City is flying high. They are sailing straight back into
the... a couple of blue things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Somebody from the 6-2. Well, I'm not on the team, but I'm on the ship. Damn right. We're all on this ship. Woo. Except for all those people that jumped off on those 7-game losing streaks. I'm so... I don't even know if I slept last night. I literally hit the bed and the alarm went off and I was here.
Yeah, it was one of those nights. A morning like this, I'm like, man, no, Kling's sleeping.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man. And then here's a fun stat from ESPN. Juju Smith-Schuster's 130-yard receiving night are the most in a game since 2021 season wildcard round with the Steelers.
Yeah, I told you it was alumni night last night at Arrowhead.
That was 1,366 days ago. Kareem Hunt's 102 rushing yards are his most in a game since 2020 season.
Yeah, alumni night. All the old people performed well last night, right?